morning, everybody. So we'll start our practice sitting with a moment to just close our eyes and be still. As we still our body, our breath becomes more prominent. Get into the rhythm of your breath. Often we'll move to that very rhythm. So get to know it, to feel it, to taste it. Let's drop our head down, let it roll side to side. And then we come back to center and we'll bring hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity with our spirit. Inhale, let your arms reach up and into the sky. And exhaling, let the prayer return to your heart. So moving with that rhythm of your breath, close your eyes and let it be, just be movement and breath. One more time, circle the arms around. And bring the prayer back to your heart. Sit up straight and tall. It's said that there are these 7 energy centers that run up along our spine, up and into the crown of our head, the chakras. And it's said that when they're in balance, we have a wonderful feeling of well-being. So as we practice today, we'll bring our energy centers into balance. So we leave here with a wonderful feeling of well-being. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, let's fold forward. As we do, we lay our hands down onto the mat. We'll step our feet back and we'll come to downward facing dog. With hips reaching sky high, give yourself a nice stretch. Play with that stretch by stepping down with one foot and then changing to the other foot. Just moving in whatever way your body craves. Using this first downward facing dog also as an exploration. Where are your aches and pains? Places that are stiff. Places that need opening. Let's walk our hands back to our feet, folding into a forward bend, relaxing the back, being gentle with ourselves. We're just beginning. Now let your hands walk forward. As we come back to downward facing dog, take one more nice stretch. And then lay knees onto the mat and hands right under your shoulders. Let's move with our breath in cat and cow. Inhaling, the head and the tail lift. And exhaling, we'll draw our belly in as our back arches to the sky. Move with the rhythm of your own breath. Create this wonderful, moving, sensuous wave of movement that your back just can't get enough of. Make this flow even more tasty. With the next exhale, you reach into cat pose and then slowly slide that down into your heels. Sliding your way with an inhale back into cow pose. Do that a couple of times. Now with this next one, as you lay your hips into heels, settle into child's pose. Reaching the arms forward, perhaps separating the knees to give you a nice breathing pocket here. And anytime you'd like to stop for a moment and rest, or stop for a moment and be still, you're welcome to return to this child's pose as often as you'd like. Now toes turn to the floor and hips to the sky. We come to downward facing dog, and let's step our right foot forward. Let your left knee come to the mat, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhaling, the hands come back down. We'll step the left foot up to meet the right. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, drop hands down to your sides and slowly begin to twist side to side. Let your arms just float through the air. And then bring arms to the sky and exhale, hands come down. We'll step the right foot back, taking the knee down, kneeling lunge. Inhale, reach to the sky and exhale, hands onto the mat, step back. Inhale, shift shoulders over the wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, loop your shoulders back as the heart lifts up into cobra. And then exhale, slide hips into heels, child's pose. Do it again. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. And the toes dig into the floor, the hips reach up to the sky, downward facing dog. This time step the left foot forward, right knee onto the mat, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down. The right foot steps up to meet the left. Inhale, rise all the way up. Touch hands overhead, exhale, drop hands to your sides. Begin to swing side to side. Arms just flying loose in the air. And then arms to the sky. And with an exhale all the way down. Hands touch the mat, we step the left foot back, lay the knee down. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down, we step back. Inhale, shift forward, shoulders above the wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Follow that flow a few more times, moving to the rhythm of your breath. Flow you're on now be the last. At the end of that flow, you'll find yourself again in child's pose. Just rest there a moment until everyone's here so we can move on together. Toes into the floor, hips up to the sky. We come to downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, slowly come all the way up. And exhale, hands come into the heart. Now let's reach one arm forward and one arm back. We'll bend the knees and we'll swing the arms alternating forward and back. Now we'll amp it up a little bit, take both arms to the back. Both arms to the sky. Now swing both arms down and back as you bend the knees. Big swings, big breaths, invigorating, energizing. One more time. And then reach to the sky. Exhale, bring hands to the heart as you step to the very front of your mat, and we'll enter a sun salutation. Inhale, reach arms to the sky. Exhale, sink hips down and back, chair pose. Inhale, come all the way up with a little back bend even. And exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift halfway up. And exhale, lay your hands to the mat, step the right foot back. lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, circling up. And exhale, arms circle down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Right leg reaches up into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, hands down. Step the left foot up to join the right. Inhale, let's reach to the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reaching up again. Take the little back bend once more if you like. And exhale, swoop down. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, take hands to the floor. Step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale to the sky. Exhale to the mat. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And with an exhale, back to downward facing dog. Take the left leg, reach it to the sky. Step or help the right foot or left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down. We step the right foot forward. And with an inhale, we ride a wave of breath. Exhale, chair. Inhale, right up into the sky. Again, the back bend's yours. Take it if you want. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. And exhaling, our hands reach for the mat. We walk our feet back. And we come to downward facing dog. So take a moment to feel how your body's a little warmer, a little more open. This is your practice to explore. So any variation of a pose that meets your needs is welcome. Listen to your body. Listen to your breath. And we'll move to our standing flows. Look to your hands. Walk or jump your feet forward. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, bring hands to the heart. So let's explore those energy centers. Take your hands, make a diamond with the thumbs and index fingers. Take that diamond down low toward the ground, the root chakra. And then with an inhale, open your arms out. Come back to the diamond down at your low belly. The sacral chakra, open your arms up. And come to the navel chakra and open the arms. Onto the heart chakra, open the arms. And then the throat chakra. Arms open again. Third eye chakra. Open arms. And then the crown chakra toward the sky. Open the arms. Inhale, reach up. And exhale, dive all the way down. Hands to the mat, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. So that little flow there will repeat later, but it'll always be when you're facing sideways. So now you know it, and you'll be able to do it. Take your right foot into the sky. Step the right foot forward, the back foot flat, and let's step powerfully into Warrior One. The feet anchored, giving us that sensation of being grounded, centered. As we come to this grounded place, let your torso lift upward. Arms to the sky, lengthening up through the back and spine, awakening all of those energy centers. Breathe in and breathe out deeply. All of this leading to well-being. Now let's move to the rhythm of our breath. With an exhale, hands face down and reach back. With an inhale, palms face up and reach to the sky. Flow to the rhythm of your breath. One more time, flow down. And one more time, flow up. And then bring hands to the heart, straighten the front leg. We step next into pyramid pose. Some will feel a little more comfortable here with a step in with the back foot, so do that if it feels right for you. Take hands to the hips or anywhere else you like them. Turn the whole pelvis forward. And with grounded feet, begin to pour into this pyramid pose, just wherever your body feels comfortable. Listen to where your body says, yes, this is a good stretch. Not know this is too much. As you pour the upper body over the lower body, pour out negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Push down through the feet, rise up to stand. Come onto the toes, take a quarter turn to the left, bringing you to the long side of the mat. Find a foundation here with your feet. Make a diamond down low, the root chakra. Inhale, arms open out. And then take hands to the sacral chakra and open. Navel chakra and open. The heart chakra and open. Throat chakra, opening. Third eye chakra, and then open. To the crown chakra, and open. Inhale your arms to the sky, come onto the toes, pivot around to the back of your mat, set your foundation for warrior one. Feet grounded, left knee lunging forward. Feel the groundedness, the rootedness of your feet and lower body. Rise up through the torso, the back, and spine. Open everything up. Breathe deeply. Find the healing in your breath, in your body. Flowing to the rhythm of our breath, palms down, exhale, reach down and back. Palms up, inhale to the sky. Follow your rhythm. One more time, come down. One more time, reach up. And then hands to the heart, straighten the left leg. Take a hop in if you want to, pyramid pose. Take your hands to the hips or wherever else you might like. Tip the pelvis forward. Pour yourself into pyramid pose, just to where your body's comfortable. Each one of us will find the pose in a different place, unique to only you. Well-being, opening the body, calming the mind, breathing deeply, balancing energy centers. Push into the feet, come up to stand. Come onto the toes, quarter turn to the right, back to that same long side of the mat, reset your foundation, and then take a diamond to the root chakra. Inhale, open your arms. Exhale, sacral chakra. Inhale, open. Navel chakra. Keep flowing. Heart chakra. Open. Throat. Open. Third eye, open, crown, and open. Reach arms to the sky, exhale, hands behind the back. Fingers linked together, roll the shoulders open. Find a nice big opening at that heart chakra. This open heart, let it flood with good positive feelings. Kindness, of joy, of love, of compassion. And then turn the hips, fold forward. Drop hands down to the ground. Let's add a twist here. Adjust your foundation as you need to. Take the right hand below the face, left hand low back. Lengthen out through the crown, and let's take this twist around to the left. As you turn your shoulders and heart to the left, feel free to take your left arm up into the sky. Whatever feels good for you. Moving in the way your body craves. Untwist the twist. Both hands come to the mat. Walk your hands forward as if you were in downward facing dog. Give a nice stretch to your back. Letting the twist dissolve a little bit into your system. Walk hands back under your face. Keep the left hand here, right hand low back. Lengthen through the crown. Twist around to the right. Into that twist that your body craves. Into that twist that satisfies your needs. Unwinding. As the right hand returns to the floor, walk hands out again like downward facing dog. Hands come back in under the face, then we'll walk our hands around to the front of the mat, pivoting on the feet. Plant the hands, step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Take an exhale back, downward facing dog. Take a little forward and back flow. Inhale, come to plank or kneeling plank. And exhale, back to downward facing dog. Moving to the rhythm of your breath. One more time, flow forward. And then back to downward facing dog. And once you're there, reach your right leg up into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Again, a groundedness in the lower body. A lifting, a reaching, an opening in the upper body. Bring the deep breath into this pose again. Another twist. Take hands to the heart. Let's take the left elbow across the right thigh, turning this twist around to the right. And this one, you can spread both arms wide if you like. See what your body craves. Unwind the twist, hands to the mat, lower and lift the back knee. Move to the rhythm of your breath. Hands can stay on the mat, or if you feel a little stronger today, you can maybe shift them to your thigh, to the heart, to the sky. But want to stay in that place where your breath maintains that deepness, that richness. Well-being is what we seek. Lower once more, lift the back knee up again. Come back to your lunge. Arms in the sky. Straighten the legs, take a quarter turn to the right, come to the long side of your mat. Make a diamond at the root chakra. Inhale, arms open. Exhale, sacral chakra. Inhale, open. Navel chakra. And open. Heart chakra. Open. The throat chakra. Open. The third eye. And open. And then the crown chakra. And open. Arms reach to the sky. And come onto the toes. Pivot around to the back of your mat. Take your lunge or kneeling lunge again. Find the groundedness. Find the uplifting nature of this pose as well. And bring your deep breath into it. Twisting hands to the heart. Take the right elbow across the left thigh. We twist now to the left. Find the twist that satisfies the craving of your body. Remember, you can open your arms or keep them in a prayer. Where is this twist just the right one today? Unwind the twist, hands to the mat, lower and lift the back knee. Continue as you move to the rhythm of your breath. Use your hands in whatever way feels like it's right. Lower once more. Lift the back knee. Return to your lunge with the arms in the air. Straighten the legs. Take a quarter turn around to the left. Come to that same long side of your mat. And take a diamond down to your root chakra. With an inhale, let your arms open. Sacral chakra. And open. Navel chakra. And open. Heart chakra. And open. Throat chakra. And open. Third eye. And open. Crown chakra. Open the arms. Inhale, arms to the sky. Turn your toes to the corners of your mat. Bring a prayer down into your heart as you sink down into the hips. Let's come in and out, lifting up in the heart and the prayer to the sky as you inhale. Exhale, prayer to the heart, sink down. To the rhythm of your breath. Take feet wide open here. And with the next exhale, stay down nice and low. Get into your root. Lift up through your heart. Bring your feet wide enough so that the knees don't go past your feet. And then just breathe deeply. Rising up now. As this prayer reaches to the sky, turn your feet around to the long side of your mat again. Exhale, dive down. Hands come to the mat, walk your hands around to the front, pivot the feet. Let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale, back, downward facing dog. Flow forward and back to the rhythm of your breath. Inhale, plank. Exhale, downward facing dog. One more inhale comes forward. One more exhale takes us back to downward facing dog. Once you're here, right leg to the sky, let's step into our last flow. Big step forward with the right foot. The back foot flat, opening to warrior two. Facing sideways, but looking down the line of our right arm. Get down into your root, the lower chakras. Rise up through the heart, opening the upper chakras. Balancing. Well-being. Little reach forward, flip the right hand over. Reach across the sky as you come to reverse warrior now. The left hand dripping down the left leg, the right side body stretching open, still bending deeply through the front knee. Bend the right arm, lead across the right thigh, left fingertips to the sky, side angle pose. Let everything open. Go to the depth that your body craves. Circle the top arm now, reaching back toward the back of your mat, brushing against your legs, pointing to the earth. And as the left hand points straight ahead, straighten the right leg, and that will take us to triangle pose. Looking up to the sky next to the left fingertips, straight legs, rooted, grounded. Push into the feet, reach hands overhead, turn feet to the long side of the mat. Hands come to the heart. Make a diamond near the earth, root chakra. Inhale, open. Sacral chakra, and open. Navel chakra, opening. To the heart now, and open. The throat, open. The third eye, and open. Up to the crown, and open. Inhale, arms to the sky. Exhale, arms parallel to the ground. Pivot on your feet. Turn your warrior two to the back now. Facing the back end of your mat, find that rooted foundation. Expand through the upper body. Breathe deeply. Little reach forward, right hand turns, left hand turns over, reaches back. Reverse warrior. And then bend the left arm, lay it on the left thigh. Right fingers to the sky, deepen to your body's pleasure. Looking up, expanding, yet still rooted. A circle with the top arm reaches back, down alongside the leg, pointing to the earth. As the right hand reaches forward, straighten the left leg. Come to triangle pose. Feel the feet sturdily grounded. Feel the expansiveness of your body. And push into the feet. Reach hands to meet overhead. Turn feet to the long side of the mat. Hands to the heart. Last time, a diamond for your root chakra. And open. Sacral chakra. Open. Navel chakra. Open. The heart chakra, and open. The throat, and we open. To the third eye, and opening. Up into the crown, and open. Inhale, arms touch overhead. Exhale, hands come around behind the back. Make fists at your low back. Secure a foundation for a back bend. As you ground through the feet, rise up through the body. Roll the shoulders back. Curve into your back bend. The heart wide open. The energy centers of the body awakened. The throat wide open. The heart. The navel. Slowly come up, take hands to the hips, pour yourself into a forward bend. Hands drop down to the ground, take a deep breath here. And then walk hands around to the front of the mat. Pivoting the feet once again, we plant our hands and step back for our last vinyasa. Inhale plank or kneeling plank, exhale lower. Inhale arch up. And exhale back, downward facing dog. Let your knees come to rest on the mat. Your hips come to rest in your heels. We lay down now for child's pose. Release the weight of your body here, down close to the earth. And let your deep breath expand through your whole body. Well-being. Letting go. Now look to the front of your mat. Set your hands firmly down. Toes curl into the floor and hips again to the sky, downward facing dog. From here, let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Take the wave of an inhale all the way up. And exhale, bring hands to the heart. Just play with a balancing sequence next. Step onto your right foot. Let's begin with tree pose. So find a deep root system. Take the left foot to the ankle or onto the calf or up to the thigh. Find your heart. From here, you're welcome to branch out. Find what feels right for you. Anytime you need to step out and start again, of course you're welcome to. We're playing with balance. Let's all reach to the sky, and we'll fly from here into Warrior Three. Send the left leg behind you. Find a comfortable flying altitude. Use your wingspan wherever it's most helpful for your balance. Now reach arms to the back and slowly bring the arms and the left knee forward. Arms continuing up to the sky as we pull the left knee up high, and then bring hands to the heart. You can keep the left knee bent, or you can straighten that left leg. Find what your body likes. And then step onto two feet. Before the other side, just take a moment to give yourself whatever stretch you need. And then let's step firmly down onto the left foot, and we begin again with tree pose. Right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Find your center. Or branch out. Reach to the sky. Let's fly. Warrior Three. Send the right leg back. Whatever variation of this flying works for you, go there. And then slowly, arms to the back. Begin to bring the arms and the right knee forward. Maintaining balance as best you can. Bring hands to the heart. Right knee up high with a straight leg or a bent knee. Whatever you like. Perfecting a pose isn't our goal. Well-being is our goal. Step again onto two feet with another moment to stretch. And then a big, beautiful inhale reaches into the sky. And exhale, fold all the way down. Bring hands to the mat, step the feet back. Again, lay the knees down, hips slide into heels. Return to child's pose. This time, let's give our child's pose a side bend. We'll walk our hands off to the right, taking a stretch into the left side. Walk hands around to center. And take your side bend the other way now, walking hands off to the left. And then hands back again to center. Plant your hands firmly down, curl toes into the floor, and reach hips to the sky. So we come to downward facing dog in preparation to step into pigeon pose. If you prefer to take the pigeon pose where you lay on your back, bending one knee, crossing the other ankle over, and drawing the knees in toward you, you're welcome to take that one. For this pigeon, step the right leg forward. Bend the knee, foot drops in behind the left hand, the knee behind the right. We'll carefully lay the left leg down, maybe even deepening the stretch here. You can lift your heart with hands on the mat, or you can slowly lay yourself down forward. Close your eyes. Settle into the pose and into your breath. You'll probably feel this pigeon pose most profoundly in your right hip. to bring your awareness there and allow each breath to be a letting go. Letting go of negative energy, of negative thoughts, of negative feelings. Letting go of anything that clouds your heart, that clouds any of your energy centers. Take hands onto the mat. If you're on your back, now would be a time to swing up to sit. If you're in this variation of pigeon pose, turn your left toes under your left foot. Send your right leg up to the sky behind you. Now let's bring the right leg forward again, just like we did with pigeon pose. Foot behind the right, left hand knee behind the right. But we'll hop our left knee up snug inside our right knee. Thighs are hugging as we sit down now between the feet for a twist. Set your right hand behind your right hip. With an inhale, reach the left arm up to the sky. And exhaling, hook the left elbow across the right thigh, spiraling this twist around to the right. Now let it grow upward from the root chakra through the sacral chakra, the navel chakra, the heart chakra, the throat chakra, the third eye chakra, and the crown chakra. And then carefully unwind the twist. Begin to swing the right leg back behind you as you set your hands onto the mat and step back. And we're back to downward facing dog. Take notice of the different feeling, right side versus left side. And let's come to balance. Pigeon pose on the other side. Again, feel free to roll onto your back if that's a better place. Step the left leg forward, bending the knee, foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. Stretch into the right leg to where it feels good. Either lifting the heart high, pushing into the floor, or slowly releasing and lowering down. Close your eyes. Let your breath be nice and deep and rich. A letting go. A clearing out. A cleansing. Hands onto the mat again. If you're on your back, go ahead and swing yourself up. Curl the right toes under the right foot. Send your left leg to the sky behind you. And then return the left leg forward just like pigeon pose. Foot behind the right, knee behind the left. Hop the right knee in, snug to the left. Thighs are hugging. Sit down between the feet, left hand behind the back. Inhale, right arm to the sky. Exhale, hook the right elbow across the left thigh. Spiral your twist around to the left. Growing up your back and spine, the root, the sacrum, the navel, the heart, the throat, the third eye, the crown. Unwinding the twist, begin to swing your left leg back as you set hands onto the mat. Step back to one last downward facing dog, a chance to feel a nice equanimity, right side and left side. Bend the knees, lay them on the mat, crisscross your ankles. Slide over the tops of your feet. We'll sit now for a forward bend. Stretch your legs straight out in front of you. Inhale, rise up through the energy centers. Exhale, tip the hips and pour yourself forward. Each person's forward bend uniquely their own. Just to where your body says yes. walk hands up the legs. Take a bend to your knees as you lay yourself down onto the floor. Come right down onto your back now. As you lower down, feel free to hug your knees, rock yourself around a little as you settle in. Take hands to a prayer at your heart. Legs straight up into the sky. Now take your prayer with little pulses up and down, little pulses that engage your abdominal strength. Now take that prayer over to the left side of your legs, engaging the obliques, strengthening the whole center. Back to the center again, up and down. Keep the breath flowing. Now go over to the right. And then back to center. Hug the knees, lay your head down. The flute beckons us into a little more quiet. Rock yourself side to side. We're ready to step into inversions now. Choose a shoulder stand or a bridge pose wherever you feel your body is happiest. If you're choosing the shoulder stand, carefully lift the hips and legs up above your shoulders. Use your hands as your support. For a bridge pose, push both feet into the ground. Lift the hips high in the air. Breathe deeply. Slowly begin your way back to the mat. And lay each vertebra down as if it were a precious jewel, tenderly, remembering there are energy centers coming alive within you. When you're all the way down, hug your knees, rock side to side. And then step both feet onto the floor for fish pose. Lifting the hips up, we slide our hands underneath, making that diamond again. And we lay our hips onto the diamond, stretching legs out. Sitting up on the hands, let's tuck our elbows underneath our back. Lay your head back. Lift your heart up. Balancing all the energy centers. Grounded through the root and sacral centers. Opening the navel, the heart, the throat centers. Igniting the third eye and the crown. Lift the head up, lay that fish pose back onto the mat. Take hands out from under your hips. And now reach them behind your head. Stretching out long to take one final twist. Reach down, gather up your right leg. Cross it over your body to the left. And let your head drop over to the right. Give up on fighting the twist and just relax into it. Welcome it. One last healing twist. Drop the left hand away. Let the twist unroll. Return your body to a place of center. Stretch the legs. Reach the arms overhead. Always before we twist, we lengthen. Reach down for the left leg. Hug in and then crossing all the way over to the right. Head now to the left. Release the right hand. Let that final twist unwind and lay you down onto your mat. Find a place where you feel centered. If you'd like something to keep you warm, lay that over you now. Close your eyes for this final relaxation. Let all effort cease and just breathe. As you rest here, imagine you were looking into a small, still pond. The surface clear as a mirror. Look in and see your own reflection. As you look in, imagine that the water begins to change color, as if colored underwater lights had just been turned on. The color is a rich ruby red. And for a moment, you feel a tingle at the base of your spine. And you know, without being told, that this red light is nurturing you, giving you a sense of understanding, and helping you release any anger or upset feelings that you may hold. You know instinctively that this red light releases any sense of greed, overindulgence, self-centeredness that you might have been the victim of or have personally experienced. And you feel a sense of alignment, of being grounded, of being balanced. And now the underwater light begins to turn orange. And you feel that all your doubts and your past imagined hurts evaporate totally as your body receives the empowering healing knowledge from this orange pool of water. There's a surge of energies that you feel moving up your spine, and you know instinctively that you have renewed confidence, that others will now see your creative energies. The underwater light now turns to yellow. And you feel that any feelings of being oversensitive or inferior are now being washed away. And somewhere around your navel, you feel a tingling sensation. And you are now aware that a warming yellow energy has moved into the navel area, increasing your sense of personal power, anchoring your newfound trust, totally connecting you to your gut feeling, and balancing what could have been oversensitivity. Now the underwater light turns to green, and you know that the green douses you in a sense of being healed. You are opening to a new understanding, a love of life. All the walls around your heart are dissolving. And you feel a deeper, more loving feeling flowing into your heart area. The underwater light turns to the most beautiful electric blue. It's encouraging a sense of tingling energies to move up and down your spine and move into the back of your neck, around your throat, and in and out of your ears, across your eyes and nose. This electric blue-colored energy clears, washes away, and dissolves all deceptions, all untruths that you might have known. It connects you to true inner feelings, higher thoughts, and a newfound sense of expression. There is in you an inner knowingness, guiding your words and thoughts, allowing you to speak your truth. Now the underwater light becomes radiant violet, and you sense that this color has an incredibly special meaning for you as it washes away all deep hidden fears, all doubts about what could or would happen to you in your future life. The violet light enhances within you a knowing, a deep understanding that you have a divine purpose. You will also know that no person or event can block you or keep you from achieving this divine purpose. You begin to feel tingles all along your spine and the top of your head as the radiant violet light instills love, belief, and understanding, elevating you to your own divine person with a destiny special and individual. And now these underwater lights merge and become radiant white, a glorifying, radiating light And you see your face once again. Only you seem younger, happier, clearer, brighter. And your eyes are radiant and knowing. When you've taken that in and you feel ready to bring closure to your practice today, give yourself a moment to create your own unique closure. And whenever you feel ready, roll over onto your right side. Cradle yourself in comfort there for a few moments. Until you feel ready to return to where we began our practice. When that time comes, bring yourself back to that comfortable seated position where we started. Come here with gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, for how much better you feel. And again, let's drop our head down and let it roll from side to side. And as we find our center once again, an inhale takes our arms up into the sky. Our hands come together in a prayer. We bring that prayer first to our forehead for well-being in our thoughts today. To our lips for well-being in our words. And to our heart for well-being in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.